The FT.
A decade-old corruption scandal in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh has erupted onto the national political stage following the sudden death of a number of witnesses and an investigative journalist. I'm Fiona Simon, and on the line with me to explain what's going on is Victor Mallet, our South Asia Bureau Chief. Hi, Victor. One business newspaper described what's going on in Madhya Pradesh as a murderous rampage. How many unexplained deaths are there?
Well, it's a little bit confusing. We're not absolutely certain that there are any murders at all, but there are certainly a lot of unnatural deaths, 26 at the last count, according to the official police count. Some people say 40. Some opposition politicians are saying more than 150. But the fact is that a large number of people have died suddenly or mysteriously or in accidents or allegedly from suicides, or their bodies have been found in recent years, and the deaths have accelerated in recent weeks and months as the investigation into this particular scam has gathered pace. I mean, no less than two deans of the same medical college have died. Lots of students have died, either ones who were accused of paying bribes or who were paid to impersonate the candidates who did pay bribes and do the exams for them. So there is a whole range of mysterious deaths which are now being investigated.
These deaths have been linked to the so-called Viapam scam. Could you explain what that is and how it operated?
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, there are often corruption scandals erupt in India, but this one is notable for its extraordinary scale, really. Viapam is just the Hindi acronym for the Professional Examination Board of the state of Madhya Pradesh. Madhya Pradesh is a, you know, big state, population of 75 million, more than the population of Britain. And what seems to have happened over the last decade is that people paid bribes to secure jobs or to get places in colleges that would get them jobs for all kinds of things, medicine, the police force, civil service jobs, and so on, through this state examination board. And since the scam was uncovered a couple of years ago, we've seen around 2,000 people arrested. Hundreds of people have gone into hiding. Various people have died in somewhat mysterious circumstances. And the sheer sort of scale, the sheer number of people that this affected is really very unusual. Although the fact of the scam, of the corruption in recruitment, corruption in examination, is not in itself particularly rare in India. It has happened in other cases.
And do these mysterious deaths have any pattern to them? I mean, is there any evidence other than sort of coincidence to suggest that they might be linked to the scam?
No, there's no pattern of the type of deaths. The link is that they're all people who were being investigated or who were accused or were themselves investigating. You know, one of them in the last few days was an investigative journalist. He was 38. He died of a heart attack, allegedly. And, you know, the younger ones who've died, the remarkable thing is that so many of them seem to have died of illnesses which normally don't affect people of that age. So people in their 30s suddenly dying of heart attacks is quite unusual. That said, there are a huge number of people involved in the scandal in one way or another, either as investigators or as accused or as people being investigated. And people do die, you know, and people do die of illnesses. They do die in traffic accidents. And so some people are saying, actually, you know what, maybe there isn't anything so unusual in this. But some pretty senior figures, politicians, but also the Supreme Court have decided that it is sufficiently disturbing, the sheer number of people connected with this that have died recently, that it should be investigated. And in fact, the Supreme Court today decided that the CBI, the Central Bureau of Investigation, would conduct an investigation that depended on the national investigation authorities, not on the state of Madhya Pradesh.
Are any of the cases close to coming to court yet?
That's a good question. In fact, recently, somebody tried to accelerate the process, and in fact, the court in Madhya Pradesh tried to accelerate the process. And some people say that this accelerated pace of investigation and charging the accused actually is what led to a possible cover-up and therefore to these deaths associated with the alleged cover-up. So, yes, I mean, the thing has been building for the last two or three years and now seems to be coming to a head.
Is Madhya Pradesh seen as a particularly corrupt state in India, or is this kind of thing more widespread?
Well, the interesting thing about this scandal is that it does have national implications because Madhya Pradesh is run by the Bharatiya Janata Party, the Hindu nationalist party that is in power under Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Indian national level. And until now, the government has been able to persuade voters that the former administration of the Congress Party was uniquely corrupt and incompetent, and certainly there were plenty of appalling corruption scams in the last years of the previous administration under Congress. And what's happened now is that the Congress Party is coming back and saying, look, you know, this particular scam in Madhya Pradesh shows that, in fact, the BJP is also corrupt and the states that it runs are also as prone to corruption as those run by other parties. So it's being used, if you like, to level the playing field by the opposition parties that are saying Mr. Modi's party is not so squeaky clean after all.
And it makes good fodder for Bollywood movies.
Indeed, a few years back there was a Bollywood movie that actually demonstrated one of the methods that was used in this scam, and that is the method of impersonation. So let's say you're a not a very good candidate, but you're an influential person, perhaps the son of a politician. So your dad pays 2 million rupees or 200,000 rupees to get you a place in a medical college. And the way this is done, because you're not very good at your medical studies, is you pay an impersonator who you maybe, in this case, they came from Rajasthan or from another state, and these people would sit in, they would get your ID card, put their photo on it, and then sit instead of you and get very good marks, and you would then qualify. This came out in a movie called Munabai MBBS, which is quite a funny tale of a Bollywood movie about a gangster in Mumbai who's told his dad he's a doctor, not a gangster, and his dad comes to see him, so he suddenly has to actually become a doctor. And the way he does it is by getting somebody to sit in for him in the exam and pass the qualifications. Of course, it's a bit of a comedy because clearly the guy is a gangster rather than a doctor, and that is very evident.
Narendra Modi has pledged to crack down on this kind of corruption. Has he intervened in this particular scandal?
Well, no, he hasn't personally. I mean, interestingly, the chief minister of Madhya Pradesh, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, was one of his rivals within the BJP, and he's now under fire. His resignation has been called for by Congress and so on. So Modi himself hasn't been tarnished in this himself at all so far. And in fact, it's his rivals or his fellow BJP leaders who have been the focus of recent corruption scandals. But clearly it's not good for his national image or the BJP's national image if the states that they run are embroiled in these kind of scandals.
And this particular scandal is not likely to go away in a hurry, I guess.
No, I think that's right. Just today we're at the start of a central government investigation into both the scandal and the apparent unnatural deaths that have accompanied what may be a cover-up into the scandal. And that is likely to take many months, possibly many years, if the record of the Central Bureau of Investigation is to be counted on as it has in the past. So, yeah, the revelations are coming thick and fast, but the story has by no means ended.
Thank you very much, Victor.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.